USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden's urging Israel to exercise greater caution in its attacks on Hamas.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives. Not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
His remarks on Thursday followed recent comments to donors where he expressed concern about Israel's, quote, indiscriminate bombing and noted a decline in global support for Israel. The ongoing conflict has drawn widespread criticism due to a rising number of civilian casualties. From becoming Speaker of the House earlier this year to being removed from his position, it's been a long congressional career for Kevin McCarthy.
Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor Thursday.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you. To America, I loved every single day.
The California Republican urged lawmakers to prioritize doing the right thing, even if it involves risking their positions. Earlier this year, McCarthy faced removal as Speaker due to disagreements with conservative Republicans over concessions made to Democrats on a government spending bill. I'm John Schaefer.
Senators are set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Republicans are firm in their stance that any assistance for Kyiv in its conflict with Russia should be linked to changes in U.S. border policy. The end of the weekend could be a little rough along the east coast of the country. Dave Collins explains.
A significant storm is moving up the East Coast with heavy rain and strong winds, causing some flooding and downed trees and wires and unseasonably warm temps Sunday into Monday. While weather can change at a moment's notice, it looks like the track of the storm will be from the Chesapeake Bay area to the southern New England area.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Expelled from the House, former New York Congressman George Santos is expanding his side hustles. The ousted Republican's introducing a subscription-based tell-all page on the social media platform X. Additionally, Santos is creating personalized videos on the Cameo platform, offering insights into Congress, the media, and certain celebrities for a monthly fee of $7. Who's most dissatisfied with their jobs and ready to walk away?
Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction, according to a PayScale report on over 770,000 U.S. workers. Senior product managers top the list, with 66% intending to quit, despite a $144,000 annual median salary. Phlebotomists rank second, with 62% seeking new opportunities. Other jobs with dissatisfied workers who are preparing to quit include line cooks, patient care technicians, emergency room nurses, and cybersecurity analysts. I'm John Schaefer.
For those prioritizing affordability in their retirement destination, Ohio may be an attractive option. Youngstown, Ohio has been identified as the most affordable place to retire in the U.S., according to U.S. News & World Report. The analysis considered factors such as housing affordability, retiree taxes, and access to quality health care, among others, across 150 of the largest metro areas in the U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.